sous. Solidarité avec, la famille Arouane.
On Friday, January 31st, Montrealers gathered in front of the Citizenship and Immigration Office in order to denounce the case of Khursheed Awan and her family, who has faced a lot of border violence. Immigration Minister Chris Alexander has still failed to grant Mrs. Awan status, making it impossible for her to live her life here in Montreal with her daughter and grandson. She has taken sanctuary in an Anglican church since last August and has declared, "Immigration Canada, give me freedom. I want to be free. I live in a constant state of worry." During the picket in front of CIC, I spoke with Farah from the Awan Family Support Committee. I'm here in front of Citizenship and Immigration Canada in Montreal, and I'm talking to Farah. Could you tell us what's going on here?
So we're here in front of CIC to protest against the situation that the Awan family is facing currently. This is a family, Khursheed Begum Awan, Thaira Malik, Ali, Mr. Awan, who have faced a lot of violence, particularly border violence. Mrs. Awan has taken sanctuary in a church to defy her deportation order given to her in the summer of 2013. She's been in sanctuary for 5 months now, and it's causing an inordinate amount of stress and fear and worry. And this whole time, the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration could have and has the power to grant her status, to grant her permanent status, and yet he has acted very callously and irresponsibly, has not provided the status to her, and this is causing a lot of harm and violence to not only her but the rest of her family who are going through this with her. And so we're here to demand that she be given status, that Mr. Awan, who was deported in the spring of 2013, be able to return to Canada. This is a family who wants to stay together, who wants to stay here in Montreal. Their lives are here, their homes are here. And we're demanding that in this way that the family then be able to live with dignity and justice.
Mohammed Awan was deported to Pakistan last year. What are his current living conditions over there?
He's living in constant fear. Obviously, the reason that the family came here was to escape ethnic violence that they faced, in generally against Shias, but also as it's manifesting within a personal relationship of his ex-son-in-law, so the ex-husband of Thaira. And so when he was deported, there was an attempted attack on him, a gun attack on him. And so he's living in constant fear, worry, living, in the condition of violence. And so this is why we are outraged that he was deported in the first place, but also now demanding that he be able to return back to Montreal to his family.
Could you elaborate a little bit more about how her position in sanctuary is affecting Mrs. Awan's health?
Yeah, basically this church has given her sanctuary, but essentially it's a form of prison, as she and her family members have expressed. She can't move outside of the church. Even going outside, for fresh air is a challenge because of the constant worry that she will be detained by border agents and eventually deported. And so she's effectively living in a type of prison, day after day, living in that same confined space, not being able to access one's home, one's way of living, being, has a tremendous impact on a human being's spirit and day to day. This being said, she's living through this violence, but she's also very a resilient woman, and she's also a very strong person to be doing this and to be carrying out this courageous act of defiance that she decided to engage in by taking sanctuary and defying her deportation.
Are her daughter and grandson able to visit?
Yeah, they're there with her. Essentially, it's almost like they're all living a life of sanctuary, because they're a very close family. They are very much together, tight-knit family. So they are together. But Thaira has a very busy life, trying to make ends meet, working continuously, and so she can't always be there all the time. That impacts their relationship. They want to be in each other's presence. And same thing, you know, for Ali. He also wants to be very close to his grandmother, who is essentially like his, she's like his mom, because Thaira had to leave him when she fled her violent marriage. And so Ali was with his grandmother in Pakistan, his grandfather, and they effectively became his parents. And so he's very attached to Khurshid, understandably.
Is Mrs. Arwan able to contact her husband?
It's very hard to keep in communication. It's definitely a challenge in light of the reality that he's living.
Mr. and Mrs. Arwan asked for a refugee status. Why was that status refused?
Yeah, so they came in 2011, and then in 2012 it was denied. The immigration system, the immigration refugee system, broadly speaking, is generally a system that is very unjust in that it doesn't take into account people's stories properly. You know, in the case of Mrs. Awan specifically, it's a very concrete example how because of health reasons, she wasn't able to properly, you know, explain her story, and that was disregarded. And so only what was conveyed at one moment was taken into account. This is a system that does not acknowledge the displacement of people on a wide scale. And so we can see the rejection of the family's application in that context. Particularly, we're seeing over the past few years more and more regressive and conservative immigration policy and laws. So we can see that with a more recent change that some of us call the Refugee Exclusion Act, where it's becoming more and more hard for people to become refugees. In the case of the family, again, there's no reason why their application should have been denied. Their family, the family is here, their life is here. You know, Thaira has been struggling very hard since 2000, since she came here to work to make ends meet again, so that her family can be brought over here, so that they can also flee the violence that she faced. Their lives are here, so there's no reason that their application should have been rejected.
What would be the steps to take so that future applications get accepted and to avoid similar situations?
Well, broadly speaking, there should be an implementation of a regularization, full inclusive regularization program for all migrants who are coming to Canada to request status to be able to live here. And in the case of the Awan family, it's very simple. The discretionary power at this point in time lies within the immigration minister's hand, Chris Alexander. He can make it work, you know, to find the legal channel so that Mrs. Awan is granted permanent status, and so that Mr. Khalil Muhammad Awan is given status.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Yeah, we just want to, as a support committee, further ask people to continue showing ongoing solidarity and support. It really helps put pressure on the government, particularly the immigration minister. Our solidarity is our strength when people come together, when people make links between individuals, between struggles. And so we hope that you can check out the next events that we'll be planning, and we will be continuing to plan pickets, to plan community events until Mrs. Awan is granted status and that her husband can return. So you can visit our website at www.soutienfamilleawan.org. There's also a Facebook that you can visit to keep yourselves posted.
Thank you very much, Farah.
Thank you.
Personne, personne, personne est illégal. Personne, personne, personne est illégal. Personne, personne, personne est illégal.
The case of Khurshid Arwan is not an exception. Last week, the treatment of Lucia Vega Jimenez by the Canada Border Services Agency led to her death, tragically highlighting that fear and trauma are a day-to-day reality for migrants all over Canada. As of now, the Arwan Family Support Committee is going to continue organizing monthly pickets, as well as other events in between until Khurshid Arwan is granted status. For more information, or if you want to support the Arwan family, you can visit soutienfamilleawan.org. This is Emily Philipson, reporting for CKUT's News Collective.